Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas, with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and five daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. Listen up. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out.
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two! Time is running out! Number three! Time is running out! Number four!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us. Final hour of, actually of the week for me, because I'll be out tomorrow on assignment. I'll be back on Monday. Joining us, we were talking earlier with Mark Hutchison. Mark Hutchison, former lieutenant governor, managing partner. Oh, there we go. Can you hear? You can't hear? Can you jiggle that? Thank you very much. Now you can hear. Okay. Now we can hear. We're actually a founding partner for Hutchison, Stephan, Mark Hutchison, the former lieutenant governor. And we were talking about what went wrong in the midterm elections. The Democrats won every constitutional office except Barbara Zagafsky's Secretary of State's office. And that's good that we kept the Secretary of State's office. That involves voting and voter fraud and all those other things. But one of the things he said is that, in essence, and these are my words, not his, that we need to kind of broaden the tent. That running in Washoe County is different than running, say, in Clark County or in Nye County. The same way Susan Collins is a Republican, but is a lot different Republican than somebody running in the state of Texas. And that what we need to do is support all of these people. Well, we have been in search of people trying to figure out what went wrong in the midterms and how do we correct it sometime before 2020? Because President Trump will be on the ballot. Joining us now, Nathan Taylor from Taylor Consulting Group and the Nevada Republican Coalition, who joins us in studio, no less. And you even brought a studio studio audience. Krista, your beautiful wife, is here too.
Hi, Kevin. Great to be in studio. Yes, my first time my wife's in studio, listening to us, watching us do our thing.
I think it's just great. I want to ask you, we'll talk about your business here in just a little bit. But I want to get to the issue of what went wrong. And I believe, and you correct me if I'm wrong, it's your contention that what went wrong is we had a lot of disparate groups, a lot of federations, a lot of groups and organizations, but there didn't seem to be any coordination. How do we fix that? I mean, everybody's got their own view on life. Everybody's got their own organization. They're trying to fundraise. They're trying to, you know, be relevant. How do we bring all these people together?
Kevin, you know, this is a great question. You know, one of the things that we've been doing since November, and we've discussed this on your show before, is, you know, we got a group of people together, and we actually literally did a dissection of what happened in November. Our group of folks with the Nevada Republican Coalition are not folks new to politics. This is my 24th year being involved in Nevada Republican politics. I've done everything from run the state Young Republicans to the Clark County Young Republicans. My history in politics is grassroots politics, period. That's it. I'm a grassroots guy. And when you say grassroots, that means knocking on doors, going to events, talking to people in the community. And one of the things that we need to do moving forward that we discussed after dissecting the election in November is we need to be out there. We need to have a singular message amongst all of us. I don't care if you're the active Republican women, if you're the Republican Men's Club, if you're the Spring Mountain Republican Club, and we could spend an hour going through all the clubs in the state of
Nevada.
There's
lots of them. There's lots of them.
And you know what? We love what they do. We love what they're about. It's great to bring everybody together. Luncheons are great. Dinners are great. But here's the thing. We got to be out in front of the grocery stores like the Democrats are registering voters. We got to be at the NASCAR races shaking hands and handing out literature saying
This weekend.
We will be there tomorrow to watch the truck race out at the Las Vegas Motor Speedway.
Right.
We're really excited. Me and my wife go there every year. I love how we talk sports on your show, too. But, you know, the fact of the matter is that we have to work. We can't talk. We have to work. You know, everybody can talk about what needs to get done. Everybody can talk about, you know, what Republicans are about. Talking isn't going to get the job done. Here at the end of next month, we'll be announcing, it's the next time on your show, we're going to do a big voter registration drive out in the northwest part of the valley. Those of you that are not in Las Vegas or southern Nevada, the Clark County area, your listeners across the state, in the northwest part of Las Vegas, there's an area called Sky Canyon. It's a brand new master plan community. Do you know they're building 9,000 homes? My wife and I just moved out there about 6 months ago, and the community we moved into is 6,000 homes. That's a lot of folks to register to vote.
Wow.
A lot of folks register to vote. And the thing
is, fertile ground.
We have to be out there. We got to be talking to the people. We got to be part of the community. We can't just say, hey, we're Republicans and we're for lower taxes and less regulation. That's great. Everybody knows that's what we're about. But we've got to be on the ground and we got to get the work done because talking isn't going to get Republicans elected next year.
You know, I love the way Democrats have done it down through the years. And they've done it with precinct captains and people that literally take a group in their neighborhood, their friends, same people they go to church with on Sunday. And they organize them. They guide them. I call it shepherding, like sheep. And they make sure they get to the polls. They make sure if there's going to be an event in their neighborhood that they come out, that they turn out. But we've never, for some reason, Republicans never do that. And I guess my question is it a matter of we need to take a page from the Democrat playbook?
Well, absolutely. I mean, I think
do it the way they've been doing it.
I think, Kevin, what we're doing is, and I think I said this last time I was in studio, you know, we are taking a page. The Nevada Republican Coalition is taking a page out of the Democratic playbook. We are separate from the party structure. While we know everybody as far as the party is concerned, you know, Chairman McDonald and our National Committee Woman Fiore, they know what we're doing. They know what we're about. They're supportive. But we are a separate organization, okay? Our goal is to unite Republicans statewide, not just groups, but voters, organizations, coming together for one cause so we can all row in the same direction. You know, what I'm really excited about, I told you today I was going to announce our board of directors, we've got Matt Passawaqua, who used to be the treasurer of the County Republican Party, is our finance director. Byron Brooks, who's been on your show before and ran for state senate last
good
year.
Good guy.
Byron's a great – these are all great people that I'm so fortunate and blessed to have surrounded myself with. Byron Brooks is going to be our political director. And then we've got Emma Avila, who will be on your show in a couple weeks, who is our director of community outreach. And Emma Avila is an extremely intelligent, smart – native Hispanic from Las Vegas. We both went to the same high school. She is an amazing individual. When she's in studio, you'll see when you listen to and talk to her. She's going to help us. She's really assisting us in a lot of different ways. But one of the things that we discussed when we were at my house, when we had that meeting at my house that I told you about, we initially started the coalition, was we talked about how Hispanics across the state of Nevada should be Republicans. the values that Hispanics have, and I hope Emma touches on this when she's in studio in a couple weeks, is, you know, Hispanics are hardworking people. You know, they do so much for our community across the state. They're smart people. They care about their families. A lot of them are very religious. I grew up in a neighborhood that had a lot of Hispanics, and I can tell you that, and Emma will speak to this when she comes in the studio, you know, these people need to support the policies of the Republican Party, because that is what's going to drive and create a good future for them and their families.
More coming up. Nathan Taylor, Nevada Republican Coalition, and the Taylor Consulting Group. We're going to talk about business. A lot of you, in fact, some of you within the sound of my voice right now, this instant, are on the verge of forming your own company, your own corporation, enjoying some of the benefits. But along with it, in the state of Nevada, comes a mountain of regulations. And it ain't easy. I know it because I've done it myself. It's when you talk about a mountain of regulations and fees and this and that, it ain't fun. We'll talk a little bit about the challenge that small business people face each and every day, regardless of where you live across this great state. Regardless of where you live. What does it take to start a business? And God forbid, if you want to get into gaming or you want to get into the bar business, of which there are a gazillion of, we'll talk about that as well. As we continue, it is live and local now.
My fellow Nevadans, have you been wanting to start a new business but just don't know where to start? Do you have dreams of being independent and free to use your creativity? I'm Nathan Taylor, President and CEO of the Taylor Consulting Group. It's our mission to help small business owners get their doors open. This year, the Taylor Consulting Group is celebrating our 10-year anniversary. To date, we have helped over 1,000 small businesses get started here in our great state of Nevada. If you want to open a tavern, a supper club, a cafe, or a banquet facility, we can help. Our firm specializes in gaming licensing, liquor licensing, zoning matters, and government affairs. We are your one-stop shop for all your business consulting needs. Don't wait any longer to make your entrepreneurial dreams come true. Contact the Taylor Consulting Group today at 702-483-7045. That's 702-483-7045. Or visit our website at thetaylorconsultinggroup.com. That's thetaylorconsultinggroup.com. At the Taylor Consulting Group, your success is our business.
This is Amy Emanuel, your Republican candidate for Las Vegas City Council Ward 1. I was raised with the values of hard work, giving back to the community, and monetary responsibility. Las Vegas wants a representative that will support small business and spur job growth, promote pedestrian safety, and tackle our chronic homeless issue. I have the integrity and necessary experience to do this job. Please support me at the polls this April 2nd. A vote for Amy Emanuel will guarantee another conservative voice on the Las Vegas City Council, paid for and authorized by committee to elect Amy Emanuel.
It's the one day every year when fat is great. It's Fat Tuesday, and it's returning to Rhythm Kitchen. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Tuesday, March 5th, it's the 10th annual All-You-Can-Eat Fat Tuesday celebration. You'll enjoy Alaska snow crab legs, fresh Louisiana crawfish boil, catfish, fried shrimp, blackened chicken pasta, red beans and rice, plus Rhythm Kitchen's world-famous beignets and bread pudding, all served with salad and jambalaya. And be sure to ask about Rhythm Kitchen's Mardi Gras drink specials. Oh, and did I mention? Breathtaking views of the Las Vegas Strip, all for just $42 per person. You don't need reservations, but seating is limited and begins at 5 p.m. Check out this amazing Fat Tuesday Mardi Gras buffet at RhythmKitchenSeafoodAndSteaks.com. Rhythm Kitchen Seafood and Steaks is conveniently located on South Decatur, just off the 215. Call 702-767-8438. That's 702-767-8438.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike. especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Light your liberty. Starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To find out how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Local now. Oh my gosh. We've been on a tear today, and joining us, Nathan Taylor. He is the owner of Taylor Consulting Group, the founder of Taylor Consulting Group. He is the grand poobah. Does that make you president or what?
Managing member
of Nevada Republican Coalition. We've talked a little bit about what the Nevada Republican Coalition is going to do. I want to ask you, though, because a lot of the same people that you're talking with about government are the same people that are maybe in the process of trying to open a business. They've worked for somebody else most of their life. By the way, this is my story I'm telling. I worked for somebody else for most of my adult life until about 4 years ago, and I decided to go out on my own. But I'm going to tell you, it's not easy. Just getting started is a challenge. The regulations, the fees, the this, the that, the you got to have this much insurance, you got to do this, you got to do that. You have created a business, a small business, that I think is amazing, is that you can help cut through all of these rules, regulations. For those that want to start a business, can you talk a little bit about why is it they make it so difficult for us?
Well, you know, that's a good question, Kevin. You know, one of the things that my clients seem shocked, especially my new clients from out of state that want to do business in Nevada, they're shocked by all the red tape that you mentioned. They're shocked by the amount of paperwork. We actually worked on a license for a client the end of last year, and I was looking at the mounds of paperwork. There was three owners of the company. We're just trying to open a restaurant. I mean, nothing complicated, right? As I'm looking at this paperwork, I said, you know what? I'm going to measure it because it looked like a lot of paperwork. So I got my tape measure out. It's 18 inches of paperwork for three owners to open a restaurant. Okay, pretty absurd. That is the government that's operating right now. The fact is that, you know, while we talk about Nevada not having a state tax, we have lots of fees that you mentioned. You have to get a state
and
business
by
license.
By the way, those are not taxes. Those are fees.
Those are fees, right. Taxes in disguise, I always say. Taxes in disguise.
I love that.
So you've got to get, a Nevada state business license. That's a couple hundred dollars. If you want to open a tavern or a bar, whatever you call it, in the city of Las Vegas, a tavern license costs $75,000, Kevin, in the city of Las Vegas. $75,000. $75,000 to get a tavern license in the city of Las Vegas. $40,000 just to do a supper club, which is one of your advertisers, Ichabod's, who has great food. They're a supper club. That's a $40-something-thousand-dollar license in the city. What's really crazy about what I do with my business does is that I have to deal with five jurisdictions down here in Southern Nevada, all of which have their own boards, their own planning commissions, their own mayors, You got the city of Las Vegas. You've got the city of North Las Vegas. You've got Henderson, Clark County, Mesquite. And then let me throw Boulder City into the mix. These are all separate municipalities within Southern Nevada. And it's very, very difficult if you're a business owner from, say, California or Utah or Arizona, you want to do business here, and you call me and you have a conversation with me over the phone and say, hey, I'd like to open up a location in Henderson, and I'd like to open up one in the city and the county. And then I have to explain to them that the processes are completely different amongst those municipalities, completely different. And the fee structures are different. The paperwork is different. It's all different. And I can tell you that what we've tried to do, and I'm very, very fortunate, you know, we talked off air about how I started this consulting company 10 years ago in my mom's guest room. A really awesome story that a lot of people, when I tell them the story, they go, are you serious? You really started this company in your mom's guest room? Yeah, I did. And you know what? Now there's four of us as part of the Taylor Consulting Group. We've got Angela, who works in our office, who handles a lot of our licensing issues. Tina Brown, who does our government affairs. She spends a lot of time meeting with elected officials, as I do. And then my wife, who is in studio today, who runs the office. And you know what? We love what we do. We love our clients. We give them personal attention, and we make sure that at the end of the day, they can focus on running their business and not dealing with the government.
How does somebody, and I've only got like 90 seconds, but how does somebody begin? I've worked for somebody else all my life. I want to open my own business. Maybe I want to open a bar, maybe a casino. Where do I begin? What is the beginning process with Taylor Consulting Group?
Well, you know, if someone out there who's listening to your show today wants to start a business, they've been thinking about it, but they've just been putting it off on the back burner, don't wait any longer. You know, follow your dreams. I always tell people, former Governor Kenny Gwynn used to say that to me, follow your dreams. Now, I've even got a thing he wrote to me, a little note saying, follow your dreams. Call us at 702-483-7045. That's 702-483-7045.
Slowly. One more time,
702. Hard for me to talk slow. 702-483-7045.
Good.
Or you can go on our website, thetaylorconsultinggroup.com. That's thetaylorconsultinggroup.com. What we do is we provide you with a detailed checklist of what you're going to go through to get this business started. That's the first thing we provide our clients. We're basically just a one-stop shop to start a business. We get your corporation started for you through the Secretary of State. We get all your licensing paperwork together. We submit everything on your behalf. We track everything on your behalf so that you can be at your location where your business is at and doing what you need to do to make that business successful.
And that's essentially freeing people up to do what they do best.
Absolutely. You know, when you hire us at the Taylor Consulting Group, you do not deal with the government. You have no conversations with anybody at the city or the county or wherever you're located. You just deal with us, and we make sure that we give you that freedom and alleviate that stress that business owners have going through the licensing process.
You know, I always tell people when they question me about, well, nobody's hiring this or that, I say, well, do something that people need. Find out what it is people need. And I'm going to tell you, if you can intercede on behalf of me with our government and all the fees and the regulations, that is tremendous. Always good. Hey.
And a little shout out to my sister Lily in Minnesota, listening again online.
She listens?
She's listening live stream.
Oh, God bless you, Lily.
In Minnesota.
Yeah, you'll be thawing out probably about June. Anyway, thanks, man. We'll do it again.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Nathan Taylor, Taylor Consulting Group. That phone number again is
702-483-7045.
I just love the Taylor Consulting Group. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is Thursday. It is live and local now. It is hard to believe, but we are tomorrow going to be concluding week number four of the 80th Nevada Legislature. Yeah, I know. It's hard to believe. Good to have you with us. It is live and local now. A man that has been, in fact, he has moved his entire operation to Carson City for the 120-day Nevada Legislature, Daniel Honcharoo from NPRI, better known as Nevada Policy or Nevada Policy Research Institute, and he joins us. Daniel, good morning, and give me the lay of the land. We're almost to 4 weeks in to this 80th Nevada Legislature. Daniel, are you there? There you go. Daniel, can you hear me?
This is Dan Eberhardt.
Oh, I'm sorry, Dan Eberhardt. I stand corrected. We're gonna put you on hold. We're gonna put you on hold. So put him on hold.
Okay.
Thank you. We're gonna put him on hold. We had two Daniels scheduled. Daniel Honcharu and Dan Eberhardt, a spokesman, national spokesman for the RNC. In fact, tell you what, let's do. Let's go back to Dan Eberhardt and get a quick overview of what is going on out there, because we had the Michael Cohen testimony. We had the North Korean summit in Hanoi. The president's flying home from that. Let's get back with Dan Eberhardt, who joins us on our City National Bank guest hotline. Dan, thanks for joining us. Sorry about the confusion. We had two different Daniels that we were scheduled to talk to in this half hour.
It's like a Dan traffic jam. No problem.
It is. I hadn't even thought of it that way. Tell me this, though. I'm curious. Your impressions of what went on yesterday for about 7 hours, the House Oversight and Government Affairs Committee and the Michael Cohen testimony. I'm curious about your initial reaction to it.
Well, first of all, I did a little research, and I just like to point out that when the Watergate stuff was going on with John Dean, Brezhnev, the head of the Soviet Union, came to D.C. and they delayed Dean's testimony a week so that Nixon could focus on foreign policy, and they pushed the hearing out a week. And I think that just juxtaposes really the partisanship and the ridiculousness of D.C. right now, where the Democrats really wanted the split screen of the summit and Cohen's testimony. And I think that just sets the tone for how partisan D.C. is today versus in the past.
Michael Cohen, did he turn out to be, Elijah Cummins said he believes him. This is the same guy that lied to these people before. You tell me, was Michael Cohen believable?
I don't think he was believable. I think he lied before. He may have lied yesterday. He may not have. He's obviously going to say what he needs to do to further his own interests. Look, If Trump was so bad, why did Cohen work for him for 10 years in his office? You know, and I think you look at Michael Cohen, and the story really unfolds very quickly. Michael Cohen lied to get lobbying clients post the election. Michael Cohen was lying about his taxi business to the IRS the entire time. And this is an extreme example of an upset ex-employee who's up against the wall and trying to throw mud. And, you know, Elijah Cummings, Adam Schiff, Michael Cohen met with those people and their staffs before his testimony yesterday. What do you think was going to happen? You know, he's got Lanny Davis, a Clinton acolyte, as his attorney. I mean, this is just a partisan layup, in my opinion, and something designed to take attention away from what Trump is trying to do to move the country forward, and specifically trying to take attention away from this summit and Trump's attempts to try to denuclearize North Korea and to bring kind of more peace and more stability to Asia.
Let me just ask you, was there anything new that came out of yesterday's hearings? I mean, any bombshell,
so.
Any smoking gun, anything like that?
I don't think so. I think what came out of the hearings was Michael Cohen is partisan. He's switched sides. And he is trying to get a reduced sentence and trying to saber rattle as much as possible before he goes away. I think that's something we knew last week too.
This Rule 35 thing, where Michael Cohen is saying he's going to petition a federal judge to reduce the penalty, the 3-year prison sentence. My question is, does anybody ever get a lower sentence for stuff like this?
I have no idea about that, but I think it's very clear that was the point of this week for Michael Cohen, was to try to have this kind of redemption tour, this farewell tour, that results in a lower sentence and gives his lawyers something to crow about to try to get his sentence reduced. And he's proven time and again that he will say whatever he needs to say for, you know, whatever suits his interest at the current moment.
Let me just ask you in our final couple of minutes, the president coming home from Hanoi without an agreement with North Korea, how good or how bad is that?
Well, I don't think it's what anyone wanted, but to frame the issue though, I think that this fits Trump. You know, normally what happens is the State Department does all this homework, and the president or the leaders just go in there to sign a bunch of stuff. I've been on two of these trips with one with the Secretary of Commerce, one with the Secretary of Transportation overseas. It's all pro forma. Trump has completely flipped that on its lid. It's the White House and Trump's advisors doing this, not the State Department. Trump is directly involved in trying to affect change. And I think this is something that George W. Bush and Obama didn't have the courage to even try to attempt. And I think that, you know, the fact that Trump couldn't get a deal he liked and walked away shows this is what we've got. We've got a negotiator who's not afraid to be stung in the media for that, who's not afraid to say no, and has picked up his marbles and gone home. I think it shows a strong and assertive United States.
Wow. Dan, great to have you with us. Thanks so much for your expertise, and we will talk again soon, I'm sure. Thanks so much.
Thank you, sir.
Dan Eberhardt, national spokesperson for the Republican National Committee. Let's pot him off. Let's pot him off, please, Ashley. Pot him off, please. Off. Thank you. Anyway, stick around. I'm going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll take you to Carson City, where we're completing week number 4 of the 80th Nevada Legislature. We will do that coming up. You want to join us? You want to be a part of the show? Obviously, you can. 844-2-NEVADA. My name is Kevin. Well, we're going to take the break just a hair early so we can get squared away and get Daniel Honcharoo in here. We'll do that and more coming up as we continue live and local now.
Councilman Steve Soroka ran on a promise of settling the issues regarding Badlands Golf Course, that he would work with all parties to solve the issues once and for all. That promise was empty. All he has done since his election is delay and obstruct any attempts toward a solution. Though the owners of the property are willing to meet anytime, anywhere to discuss the issue, Councilman Soroka has met with them once. Doesn't sound like someone who is working toward a solution. His refusal to resolve the matter not only leaves a huge undeveloped area in the middle of the district, but has left the taxpayers on the hook for possible endless legal bills and huge damage awards, while killing the opportunity for hundreds of jobs and millions in economic activity in the process. Enough is enough. It's time to put an end to this once and for all and recall Steve Soroka and elect someone who will solve problems and not compound them. To learn more about the issue and how you can be involved, please visit StopSoroka.com. StopSoroka.com. This ad was paid for by the committee to recall Councilman Steve Soroka.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
For many, open enrollment 2019 closed on December 15th. Not if you're self-employed or an independent contractor. You have plenty of time to enroll. In fact, you can enroll up until February 28th for a March 1st effective date. Anyone who's paid on a 1099, has had a Nevada business license for at least 6 months, or is a member of the Real Estate Association, GLVAR, has the opportunity to enroll into better coverage for lower premiums. For more information, call Patrick Casal of the MultiCare Group, 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449. The opportunity to buy better plans is now a reality. Lower deductibles, better premiums with national access networks is now an option. Call me, Patrick Casal at the MultiCare Group today, 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449, and find out the options do exist. For more information, check out my website, The MultiCare Group. That's themulticaregroup.com.
I'm Michael Schaus, Communications Director for Nevada Policy. In 2017, the state's only funded educational choice program was given an extra $20 million to help low-income kids find better schools. Now Governor Sisolak says he doesn't want to keep that funding in the budget. His plan to slash the program could mean nearly 1,000 low-income students are going to lose their scholarships and be forced back into schools that didn't work for them in the first place. In 2017, the Nevada Teachers Union promised they would roll this program back or even eliminate it. Unless parents start pressuring their lawmakers today, it looks like the union might just have their way. That's why it's more important than ever for parents to let the governor and the legislature know that improving education should mean helping kids get in the classrooms where they can truly succeed, not taking away the very scholarships that make it possible. Your voice, your phone call could be what makes a difference. So visit NevadaPolicy.org, sign up for our emails, and you can get involved this legislative session on this issue and all the other issues we're keeping a close eye on in 2019. I am Michael Schaus, Communications Director for Nevada Policy.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Beelzebub has the devil put aside for me. For me.
It is live and local now. Good to have you with us. Kevin Wall with you. Now, joining us now is Daniel Honcharu from NPRI, Nevada Policy Research Institute. He is in Carson City and joins us right now. Daniel, good morning. Whoops, hang on. Daniel, you're up. Can you hear me?
I can hear you now, sir.
Oh, yes. There we go. I just didn't push the right button. Sorry about that. I do that from time to time. You give me too much responsibility. It's a problem. We are coming down to tomorrow, the end of 4 weeks, and the 80th Nevada Legislature. Give me your overview of what we've seen over the first month.
The first month has been contentious at times and rather uncontentious at other times. Obviously, the SB 143 debate over background checks was probably the most overtly controversial legislation we've seen. But that is now distant history, it seems, already. Week four was relatively slow in terms of bill introductions. By my count, only about 40 have been introduced so far this week. So in total, we're looking at about 500 bills proposed and formally introduced so far. I'll remind you that back in 2017, we had more than 1,000 when all was said and done. So this might be viewed as kind of a halfway point in terms of bill introductions.
I want to ask about PERS legislation. I know that Republicans had an opportunity a few years ago to fix PERS. We didn't. We didn't go as far as a lot of other states have gone. I want to ask you about SB 224. What can you tell us about the PERS secrecy bill and how far along through the process it is?
The PERS secrecy bill, SB 224, is a major concern for my firm and should be for all Nevadans. And in fact, its first scheduled hearing is tomorrow at 1 p.m. in front of the Senate Government Affairs Committee. So I urge all Nevadans right now to call their lawmakers and voice their opposition to this bill, because it would allow the government pension system to essentially operate in secrecy. What the bill proposes is making certain pension information secret. Information which, by the way, the Nevada Supreme Court just ruled is indeed public under Nevada's Public Records Act. After 2 years of litigation, we had been suing PERS for 2 years. Just a few months ago, the Nevada Supreme Court sided with us. And so because PERS lost, now you have several Democratic lawmakers who are acting to make the same information secret under law. And it's based on these false fears of identity theft and other fear-mongering and strawman arguments, which are totally invalid. Essentially, it's the same bill from 2017, Senate Bill 384, which was passed by Democrat-controlled houses. Both the Senate and the Assembly passed it, but it was ultimately vetoed by Governor Sandoval. Now, certainly, we should not expect a veto here to be offered by Sisolak, because he obviously is listening to unions behind the scenes nonstop. One piece of information I want to point out here is that, and this is kind of newly learned information, is that two of the bill's three sponsors are actually retirement pension beneficiaries themselves, and they earn in excess of $100,000 per year in taxpayer funds. So it seems a bit ironic that people who are, you know, vote on this bill actually have a real stake in making their own information private. There seems to be some separations and power issues at stake here that are going totally unacknowledged. Regardless, this bill, if passed, would constitute a major step backwards for government transparency and accountability. And what I was saying earlier is that there is a lot of misinformation out there about what information we are trying to keep public. Because you know, and many across the state know, that NPRI administers the TransparentNevada.com website, which is the state's largest public pay database, both in current employees and pension recipients. But all we ever publish and all we ever seek to publish are the following items: recipient's name, their pension amounts, their last government employer, their years of service, their year of retirement, and their pension type. There is no other personal information that is public under Nevada law, nor should it be. And so we aren't seeking any additional information, which is currently confidential. For example, we've heard from critics that we want people's home addresses and their birth certificates. We've heard these for months, and these arguments are at least disingenuous and oftentimes outright lies and just straw man arguments.
And by the way, Daniel, I'm just a curious question. Is there anything in the state's constitution, in statutory law, that says we should not have this information as taxpayers?
No. So unfortunately, the NPRA is not constitutionally encoded, and so these are laws which can be changed every couple of years on a much more simpler legislative basis than would require for a constitutional amendment. So these laws go back and forth every few years. Now what they're just trying to do here is just increase the types of exemptions, the types of records which are exempt from the purview of Nevada's Public Records Act. And every time you add an exemption for our state's transparency laws, that effectively makes the government more secretive. And may I remind your listeners that the government works for us. And so the idea that they are actively trying to conceal public information is shocking and should not be supported.
I want to ask you about something that people have asked me about many times over the last year, and that is in the area of marijuana. It is legal, recreational, and medicinal. Yet there are people who are fearful that if they do use a legal substance, that when they end up getting drug tested at their work, even before they even get a job, that they will somehow be flagged. Can you talk about what they're looking at doing in the legislature right now?
So you're precisely right. You're referring to Assembly Bill 132. What it would essentially do, if enacted, would prohibit employers from not hiring somebody based on a positive pre-employment marijuana screen. So there's also kind of an interesting criminal justice component here also. But this bill is particularly interesting to people like me because it reflects the ideological divide between libertarian-minded folk and traditional conservatives, because the issue at large here is whether marijuana freedom should trump business mandates. And, you know, we at MPRI were pretty libertarian-minded. We favor legalization and its decriminalization. I myself voted for question two in 2016. And certainly I believe that businesses shouldn't consider an applicant's past marijuana use in their hiring decisions. It doesn't make much business sense to me. But it's a different monster altogether when government dictates to businesses who they can and can't hire and for what reason. And this bill does precisely that. It imposes additional mandates on businesses of all sides. And so this is kind of an on-the-fence issue for us. That said, even with the mandates, we're probably still inclined to support this measure because the mandate that it does impose is really narrow and seemingly reasonable and mild. So again, no final decision yet from us on whether we'll ultimately support this bill. We're going to see how it plays out during the legislative process. But we're inclined to take the libertarian point of view here, I think, and support this measure if the language looks the same a month from now.
I know that we were talking with Michael Schaus earlier in the week, and he said that there was a meeting scheduled between, I believe it was Michael Bloomberg and Governor Sisolak earlier this week relative to gun control legislation. Is there any more gun control legislation coming down the pike, or are they going to take a different approach this time?
So there's actually a different approach being taken by Senator Kiekefer, who, of course, it is a conservative and was one of those who was against the Bloomberg SB 143 law that we just adopted. And what his proposal would do is essentially make tougher penalties for gun crimes. Right now, for example, if you're convicted of a burglary crime, even with a gun, you might only get 10 years behind bars, whereas this new bill would mandate statutory penalties, essentially doubling that based on so-called gun enhancements. Because right now, it's a judge's discretion to impose longer sentences for these enhancement charges. We want to take away, Kiekefer wants to take away that discretion and instead make it statutorily encoded into state law. And let me say a couple of things here. First of all, that NPRI supports a wide variety of criminal justice reforms, which are aimed at lowering the prison population while also saving taxpayer dollars. Some examples there are forfeiture reform, which we support, various bail reforms, various lessening of statutory sentences for certain crimes. These are all appropriate reforms for low-level, nonviolent offenders, including simple drug criminals. But we must distinguish between violent and nonviolent criminals, because violent criminals should be incarcerated. That's an effective way that we can reduce violent crime. In fact, one reason that I always talk about why Chicago has such out of control gun violence these days is because Chicago DAs don't prosecute gun crimes nearly as aggressively as the law allows them. And so in my mind, I tend to favor these tougher penalties on gun crimes because I think these types of approaches present a much better alternative than simple gun control policies, which are shown to never work anywhere.
Hey, Daniel. You know, Yes. We are running short on time. I want to make sure folks know where they can go for your NPRI bill tracker, which I think is absolutely phenomenal. Where can they find it?
Thanks for asking. You can find our 2019 legislative tracker at nevadapolicy.org. That's nevadapolicy.org. Of about the 500 bills that are out right now, we have firm opinions on about 70 of them. I encourage you to check out the website. And if there's a bill that's not on there that catches your attention, please email me directly. I'm always happy to hear from constituents.
That is so good. Thank you so much. Always good. We'll talk with you again next week.
Talk to you soon, Kevin. Thanks
a lot.
There
you go. Daniel Honcharu from NPRI. I'm off tomorrow on assignment. Pat Casale will be sitting in the host chair tomorrow. Till he joins you then, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of the rest of your day, would you please? Live and local now.
Last night I owned a land and slam. And so I wish that I could stay. Before the thing could answer me, well, someone came with the lamp away. I looked around.
I recently Google searched digital marketing companies in Southern Nevada and SoCal. And boy, there's a bunch of them. Hey, Kevin Wall here. So why should you commission Sofa King Creative Group to create and manage your company's website and social media? Well, to begin with, Sofa King Creative Group is one of the fastest growing digital marketing companies in the two-state area. They provide personalized support to each and every client. I should know, because that's the kind of service I get from Sofa King Creative Group each and every day. If you're in need of a new website, graphic design, a social media, SEO, or maybe you need all of the above, give them a call right now. They're standing by to take your call at 702-965-2016. Ask for a free evaluation of your website and your social media. It'll only take a few minutes to do, and again, it is absolutely free. That's 702-965-2016. One more time slowly, 702-965-2016.